From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Voters in portions of Lee and Collier counties will choose a new representative for Florida's Congressional District 19th seat Tuesday. Current Congressman Kirk Clausen is not seeking a second term. WGCU's John Davis reports voters will primarily be choosing between two candidates who have not previously held public office.
The Republican candidate for Florida's Congressional District 19 seat is businessman Francis Rooney. Originally from Muskegee, Oklahoma, Rooney relocated to Naples in 2002, where his international investment company, Rooney Holdings, is now headquartered. Although Rooney has been a major donor to GOP campaigns and has been an active political fundraiser in the past, this is his first bid for elected office. He says his disappointment with the Obama administration's policies, from health care to foreign policy, sparked his decision to run, as well as what he sees as a need for fewer career politicians in Congress.
I think we need more people who have been out in the business world, who've actually created jobs and taken responsibility for people's family livelihoods and careers as they make policy decisions in Washington, D.C.
Rooney also served as U.S. Ambassador to the Vatican from 2005 to 2008 under President George W. Bush. He says his Catholic faith would help guide his decisions in Congress.
My faith is very important to me, and it's been a cornerstone of how Kathleen and I have raised our family as a strong, active, practicing Catholics. And I think that's important. I think we all need to have that fundamental moral grounding that religion gives us in life. And one of the threats to our democracy is the restriction on First Amendment freedoms that have happened in the last few years.
On the Democratic ticket is self-employed tax preparer and Cape Coral resident Robert Neild. He's lived in the district since he was 9 months old. Neild has run for the same seat since 2004, and before that ran twice for Lee County Sheriff. He's a member of budget committees for both the city of Cape Coral and the Lee County School District, but has not held public office before. Neild says the desire for a lively debate on the issues is what first prompted him to run for Congress. Neild and Rooney both emphasize concern over the $19 trillion national deficit, with Rooney emphasizing the need for spending cuts. Neild says his approach to reducing the national debt does not include blaming the wealthy.
Generally across the board, the tax rates are 30% less than they were in 1977. So if you want to know who's responsible for the deficit, get up in the morning and go and look in the mirror, because we are all responsible for the deficit. We have all enjoyed lower tax rates for many years, and that's what's caused our deficit.
Southwest Florida's water woes, driven by nutrient-laden releases of water from Lake Okeechobee into the Caloosahatchee River, are a primary concern for district voters this year. Both Rooney and Neild have characterized the issue as a complex ecological and economic problem, requiring South Florida's public officials to approach the federal government with a unified voice. Neild emphasizes the need to reduce the harmful effects of agricultural runoff and to elevate roadways like I-75 and U.S. 41 to allow more water to flow south into the Everglades. Rooney has aligned his position with that of Governor Rick Scott, including a focus on completing projects set out through the Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan before looking into purchasing land south of Lake Okeechobee. Both candidates say they have been disappointed with the federal government's rollout of the Affordable Care Act. Rooney says he'd like to see Obamacare repealed.
So if we would get the government out of it and provide the government maybe its ultimate safety net, but let more free market competition for the providing of insurance policies, and maybe organize where health savings accounts and maybe some tax equalization treatment, where people in businesses who have the company pay their premium are on the same footing as people who do not have the ability to have a company pay their premium, we might be able to make a better system.
Neild says he likes the concept of Obamacare, but
my idea was to replace the Affordable Care Act by an expansion of Medicare. I want to do it in increments. For instance, every 4 years, we would change the age for Medicare by 5 years. So starting in January of 17, we would reduce the age from 65 to 60 and increase the age from 0 to 5. Then 4 years hence, we reduce the age from 60 to 55 and increase the age from 5 to 10. And what happens then is that Medicare collapses upon the middle, who are the healthiest Americans, and that allows us to absorb the costs incrementally rather than having all the costs thrust upon us at once.
Neild and Rooney also differ on their approaches to addressing the country's immigration system. Rooney's focus is on changing the country's visa system.
Half the people in this country illegally now came legally on a visa either a spousal visa, a student visa, or a visa from a country for which visas are waived, which is mostly European countries. And as you know, you can get into Europe in Bulgaria and go anywhere in Europe free through the Schengen Treaty. And now once you're in there, you've got a chance of coming over here. And we definitely need to address those problems.
Neild says being born in the United States should not necessarily qualify someone for U.S. citizenship. He also emphasizes the need to crack down on businesses that employ undocumented workers.
I think that most people come here illegally for economic opportunity. If it were not for the economic opportunity, I don't believe they would come. And if the economic opportunity was removed, I think they would leave. That self-deporting, I think, becomes valuable for the United States because then the people will make their way somewhere else on their own.
Fundraising and campaign finance spending are another area where the candidates differ. Recent Federal Election Commission records show Rooney has raised about $800,000 and has contributed about $3.7 million of his own money to the campaign. Neild says he's shied away from fundraising, saying the congressional seat is, quote, not for sale, end quote. Records show he's raised $1,300 in contributions and has loaned himself $12,500. In addition to Republican Rooney and Democrat Neild, write-in candidates David Byron and Timothy Rossano are also running for Florida's Congressional District 19 seat. John Davis, WGCU News.